things, you know, that they gotta learn. And activities director would possibly know who would be or make a good counselor for boys and girls. Mm-hmm. This activities director knew people who would, you know, be good people to work with. You know, some of the young ones, what we've been having in the past, you know, boys and girls, you know, when you're that age, you like to go take a walk, you know, things like that. And it seems that the kids wouldn't have somebody taking care of them. The camp director would possibly suggest some names to be screened by the elders. Sounds like a Coast Guard letter. Strict. As is directed to the camp director, this instructor, activities instructor, would also call the supervisor for things needed in training. That was just a proposal. It's not you will do this or you do that. Okay. I talked with Eleanor, and this is what she thought for Sivanelic 19 objectives. All staff elders councils shall revise 93 civil daily schedule, curriculum, and improvement. This is what she wrote. I didn't write that. To implement younger Inupiaq generation to be on staff. She's right on that. I see that we got to have somebody Eleanor's age right here. Maybe four or five of them. Because us elders, we were having, I tried to sleep with kids a couple nights, and really hard for an elder. Moreover, to rewrite the definition in the back camp, more traditional activities, and she wrote this in Eskimo herself. So I feel that maybe if we have a good activities director, that Sivanelic would be real perfect. That's what I thought. Okay, Eleanor Tantana Utopi Lalianit Ikayoktinik Tirumi Tantana Piumari Uting Lupi Urikshangat in the young Suk Mitna Anakami Tantana Kisiguru Yunak Kona Kisuru Wolu Utokanani Tantana Ikaurala Sabaka Tantana Huni Adutanik younger in back generation in Tapunanga, not the staff, but Yapat Lapat and the food, Mong Aria will be there. Samna Samakanuk, Pisuk Sarlu, Tatna Ukotigilu, we might have someone good, maybe a Deering, maybe Buckland, or you know. Some good young person, maybe in 30s. Tamani Tana Pakotila Ligami, Ikayok Tikshangani Tavruma, Activities Director, Pekauta, Ariangunara, Walubishamuru. Ukoti Gigala of Singh, Tamna Elixing Unukoti Gigala of Singh, Tana Tahamakanok Sibundayakto. We could have, we know we have some really good young people in the villages that in that staff, younger in the back.
Counselor Dami?
Makunanga, elders need to do that, like Eleanor.
Counselor Dami, Yigani, Devrini, Birukret, Aglan, Utokananik, Iso, Rehotin, you know.
Yeah, Utokanada, Miluri, Utokanada, Miluri. Why don't they send us a boat? Why don't they donate a boat? Elders, do you feel that you go? Okay, you have to send us a boat in Nalut, or send us your donation for us to buy a boat in Nalut.
Okay.
Recess time. 10-15 minutes. We'll go to Carole.
Bursa kuti ma monga kita kuti yang nasi tasi kita kuti di kupta tam de pita kita
tun wata ni kita
upatamna duplication and storage of videotapes epani school district kuta po ITV kahuting TV recording connector sonic electric electric sonic you look at matter
camera or locked in the room ahead she was
all locked down
oh okay corner you see
I see videotape electronic Dabrak hanga pakte munga pigi nakto tun itu managala waktok. Aglan after few years. Damat ko pin kagok mit. Ase kapit kengit after few years kapit kengit yuni. Da na pin rilya kutin, sukron kutin. Da na kukit yuga chasin yuva. A papak sabari kanit in yani school district ami bursalu ukhagalo kamnuk maningik akikarvenin tavrumakna Dr. Richard Smink damnaptuk delakit kut uko video lekangit nyik andek sakuni maniksit katiut ase nakik nga olak ni viksek nyap tiging Nelly Ward Moore sabak man tabrani tapko suli sabangit ilisi mapluwit pipman And which mean mong aktit lugu for 1 week. Tapos sa bakatigigig put ati. Damat ko, the raw stock, boxes and boxes. We had over 50 boxes. Makogo. These are just raw stock. It nakuni ipogo natangit nami. Damung akunu kasi yuva school district mun. It na inoramun igalrilamun ililangre kilusotip luwit. Damane damunga kinyireakaptiu, she was so relieved that they were still there. Ilyaksin yirin yaksit. Ase imma elders conference takara takaptelu videotape baktuut utokhananik. Nakungin ni galaway tamat ko aglan ubaptik ni nakurut kanyilal kanyat laguptiging ila ni nakawit lumak. No matter if they're poor quality. Ase, daat na pigalakap ta, ukagsaktu galakap ta, mani kapilwit mibut. Tapko kapi tikset upan rapak tunenik mibut North Slope ko yatiun North Slope ko yat kunun asin tibun yata sama agnak Francine Taylor dat na sinya kita nakso kapi kuniyo dat na sinya kita nakso Kupagok inyong tasamani kapat pagit ingmik ni kunin na kawin na yara. And then we thought that if we put a set of all those tapes that the school district made down there, one set of copies down there for safekeeping, and bring back another set for up here until we can put them on CD. CD nung sama, CD-ROM. Dat na sin yun pini, kangapak temo nga tutichet kating ilu. Tamat ko kanyak to kanyak to pini kay kumanyak lewis. Aglan pak mapak dat na simik pichut. Pinyuguhuta, ukaktakalok tuwit, dat na simik. And we're going to write a proposal for that kind of machine. Damnova report item mupluni ito. Imani ukaktuyara takapta akip ko Fairbanks good university good apisura kalokata. Ing mang nek matiging tape ko tapeat asin taong ako ta tasawak lugit pickup tiging imma pigigibut mani tamat ko suli pinre rumenye chomun kape ko lugit siwala rupta proposal lanik it na pigala rupta Aglan uva uko regional councilet ing mitigun pinikpata uva gudli proposal la sinyayaktugut nakik nga lakata na maniksang nera taruta apasutik sakarupsi tapununa tigutik sakaralok tunga. Kan du kigge ned på sengen? Andet sagt du var, det kunne jeg ikke. Kan du ikke gå dance night kun med kort til kornigt? Delikat kun til kornigt? Betrækker man jeg der nat preserver og kluvet. Kan jeg stå lalluvet af sin? Bisa ko ito ba kipiripluta sa akin nga report item makakdugot?
Rachel, yung uwa na kugila sa ayat ako tepcho, sumata duwapit nin sangit yurak toko lurahoting, wawagot, later ito nipsyo, ilirugot, tepcho na nga rin tusakabot, lokay niyik piginagal yuwag, tepcho tepat na kunayanas, utak pata.
Ilangit ayin niya makahudik sulit for history. Akin, ilangit sulit asamba niya makahudik itna about our land. Sama pinyasuin mo luwit, awit ka katakalawit itna inilak patilin na kunayakpal. Marlumunan niyo nagtigun itna ayin niyo kaksak si Torot, they could be used by the land department for information. Asin educational nun ilaguli ilipatigit paglagun niya mako igili sa director they could use that for educational. At namuli nilat patya kami nilalat patya kakanak lura kalubi sumbatigin na yan niya kita.
Ko tigip sa laglagi tap ko uba sibun neho taki uba sibun neho ta kisenik inyak silaktugut imma multi-purpose building mix इंजेक्शन से सुलेक्से तो को ए ए पापक खोटी की प्लू आ कंसोर्शियम लाइब्रेरी इतना सुले खोटी की प्लू तेन्यूना चर्चे कम्युनिटी कॉलेज नुम सुगतागुन डब्रूना इग्लोक पंगमिक इनिले सुखुटिंग लाइब्रेरी खाक्तुक समिक म्यूजियम मखाक्तुक समिक मीटिंग गखाविक समिक सुले एंड मीडिया रूम मको टीवी लू टेप्स डाट नसिक इंडिक संगत निक सबक टू मेसा Dabruminga in the Layatang Nerupta, Sama Akaluk Trasuna, Maningik Pokeruk, Suli, Borokput, Dartna Sinik, Dartna Simic, Sibunerut Mik, Savaka Chip Unit, Uvaglan, Manik Shay Yuta Pokma, in any Lang Nerichuk, the Mandasama, in the Lagatakpan. Nanilika tapered it dot in any collected videotapes and audio tapes. They must in Savaktoli, Tavrani, taper little dotna, a victor Ralluig, identifier Luig, Baxic Pudding, Sudasin, Tapco, that can be borrowed, signed off and borrowed, Tapco, borrowed Lalluig, Suli, Iyangic. Ilingi sibun pit pit yaluik pit takna sibun ne oti luik pit kabut. Imas ipko toko niktot nipingit uko tutingit anek nyak sirut. Ilipsi ni nyuvo anek nyak sirusi. Isimatisi takna sibun ne kapsilu. Anek nyak sirut. Upa nanipaya untuk kanani kina itna sibun lek tini huting pingit kalok tut aglan apkoli susarot tak nasimik ari gagi gagi gait ubogulli sababu tak na untuk kanani untuk kanat kangek si kak suwit sumit kesama pinguk di cikapnya. I just want to impress on you the things that you say and the things that you plan are really important. And the plan for that building, Kaluk Trust is working on it, and the Masuli Hot Yipsan Kikatamatko Reform. Anything else?
I wish you wouldn't need no time to see.
Ubuktu, Fairbanks, me, Nalato, Lakamatap Kuninga, Dinah, and David Frankson, Tape Bonget, Nik Daganit Mata, Point Hope Pamukama, Dinah, Upper Shokluvo, Dapko, Nalakong, Nip Luwit, Iyatni, Tupigupta. Dapko carpet in Luig, Denunga, Ilikpata, Kalipsara Yakto, the point of Minun, Nalakto, Ton, Ubogutsuli, Ilidvigi Luig, Punyayak Mibut, It Nakama, Tavrova, Angeranga, Tavrovok, Tatna Labak, Ubogut, Pirukrani, Pirut, It Nahoni, Tainakin Nayang de Riga, Inunga. Aglan king of Vengi and next Aromunate Palutu, that Napitan is in Palutu.
Can you name your philopathic Dinah Frankson? And the name
you may not obtain a work in Yarrow.
Yeah.
You have to get them back. Maybe we should, in the name of the talk, we have to keep them back.
Dabru Muna Sama, Katimanak Mewut, Fairbanks Sami, Upo Ublupuk, Tahu Ngosu Dinari Gatam Lutu. Tabrunga toko bunga ping, tabrumun.
Harga, tiku, te, tapko atong nan lapel atang bu, tema, inper, let's set program, mami ko lak ni ro, toko tige. Okay. Okay, let's go to number 10. Wait, excuse me. Other. Let's go to other.
Some Nova Articles of Incorporation. Yeah. Other mun pikakut.
Yeah.
Imma. Hanamun sak taktonga tap kuninga. Mani ni rakaluit kapi mik mongo bingin nyaksunga the Articles of Incorporation
mongo what? Piga tam mo tiga lang pinagsimangi yung mini kapi
uba tabi mo na wipo lao tunga uba a papa that not a quality will love pick up the go regional elders in Mikun organization Narroting King M. Milfania Sunga cutting a gland Ikayoki Karoting from our local organizations pick up that. That not is a mobtigun reponic to Sakhauta organization naning asing is a mobut atogluvit Sivundigupta King M. Middle Hainyaguta to Kasu Tigalugu Sivundiga Yachubut. That not is a motigip Lugule Sule. If we have Articles of Incorporation. Burakputu Grant Writer Kahuni Avakna at Lanin Manishani Ikayuti Sangit Nik Utukanat Uma Regional Elders Ikayuti Sangit Nik Savot Naksangit Nik in your bed Ilitko says Savot Naksangit Nik Duk Davakna Manishaktarayakmik Aglan It Nasimik Pete Yuta Pagma. Dam Nova came here about a month or two ago, 6 weeks ago. Dap Cope on page 2, Alfred Wells flu, Warren Raymond flu. When their president and vice president, chairman and vice chairman, Big Magnik, Uvangnik, Pingatja Kluwit, Dabra, initial director, Zitna, Big Yuta, Dema, Director Nik, Nalukkanar Luwit, Piyupsi, Atingit, Iligisiris, Asin, Tapko, Damna, Sivulik, David Case, Uvangudli, Burumi, Loyarip Luw, Tavakatini, Asin, Tapko, Ilip Luwit, Incorporators it na ilip yuti. Daman na di ma uko tutingat kanuk nagunagisip magan ubaktik ni inyupeni apisok to tigip lugo nagaka kanuk ikayuto wisip magan ilukaptik nun apisok to tigikap ko sumik nagunak tomik to sangit nyama. It's a marungale adigagip lugu. Dantna, ubaptikunle kuyanagaloktut nandatkut, kuyanagaloktut burutkut, kuyanagaloktut mandilatkut. Ikayoktikituinya kisip miwut. Ubaptikun dantna pinyeng nerupta. speaking a mira tunga kata sibun ni gak sigup ta is log ni kun itumabut atur lubit pilyalu ta tam tam na tam ni top man lipsit nun ijitimat kuplugulu imasuli bylaws at sangit Ilipsigun, apkosal la perosi, kisenik, tapko, baila, taksangit, labari gisivut, uko articles of incorporation, tatna pigalokit aglan, baila, taksangit, asandiksu, tiksangit, ilipsigun, section by section, itna, pidagluit, pinik, kisenik, Ubangali tana sabak pitung nerupsi tana pitko na yaripsi ato chikok tausi. Ima tapkolo iyagip luwit ikpaksak monga tuyok tonga pag mapagaglan tabrova sabari ler luwit Isumangitsunga tasama aglaki galarup siging, isumatigi galarup siging, kanuk sibundi ratarup si, nagakha it nasirurung itchugut, uvaptigorung itchugut, it napigup si, tabraptuk tamna, it mek nagakha it na incorporator usi, pisukup si, tabraptuk tamna it mek.
Pakman kang eksilat pising Rachel, kabro muna.
Ano ko yari na yan na yun? Dalawang mako. Non-profit ako pinagpising mong ilakon. Awat ko to, inyo kaso naman. Maling magay to ka daw may utat. Kabro muna ako. Kayo ko sa alaw na ato. Kabro na pangyari. Being a student of and private organization in all of the country, the Kyokushin, the land to Moscow, Canada, the World of the Week, the only summit, the work summit, money the World of the Week, and more. The summit, money the opportunity for the party is the leader, the leader, the clown, and more the call.
Just a question, I guess. If you become a non-profit organization and you have Akkaluk Trust Fund as in a non-profit organization, as far as funding is concerned, what does that have an impact or effect on the elders' funding source? Yeah.
So we'd be a separate, it would be a separate organization.
Yeah, but you're going non-profit to non-profit.
I don't understand your question.
I mean, would there be an effect on funding if there's a non-profit organization that was organized with them from Akkaluk Trust, you know, to the elders?
The only thing I would see is we're separating ourselves more. That there wouldn't be any effect. My understanding of the articles of incorporation that was put together is so the elders can receive funding.
Yeah, directly. Mm-hmm. Directly.
Akkaluk can look for money, And the regional elders would look for money, like the borough could look for money for us. they can't unless we have this organization. When other organizations look at the proposal, it looks like, you know, funneled through things. But if the elders organization signs it, it's from the organization of elders seeking money, and it can come directly there. Akaluk will still function, however way it decides to function. And this way, it kind of spreads our ability to get money from other places other than just Akaluk. Akaluk has $198,000. We can only use the interest and not touch the principal. And in that way, it sort of limits what we can do right now until it grows, you know, until the money grows. But there's lots of work that we still need to do that the elders could have a hand on for other work that we can do. Not to try to take over anything from Akaluk, but also to help Akaluk from other sources.
I guess my point wasn't that trying to take away money from sources.
Yeah.
My only concern is that a nonprofit given another nonprofit funding source.
I don't know about the fine points of that.
Whether it's legal or not. Yeah. I mean, if the state law says you cannot, then you know, then the elders would not be able to provide the money out of Akaluk Press Fund for any purposes.
Well, probably most of it. I don't know what percent of it goes where, because we don't have that kind of report from Akaluk Press. But I know a portion of it goes to scholarship. If you're asking for some money from
Akaluk Press Fund because of your nonprofit status, and the state law says you cannot, then you would not be able to get funding.
Why did Manila transfer monies over to Akaluk this fall? Then they're a nonprofit organization.
So that must
be legal if they were able to do that.
Okay, maybe it is.
Yeah.
All we had to do in order for that occur is to get approval from the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
And the state of Alaska funds the $73,000.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we had a good accounting set up, we were incorporated, you know, those kind of things they checked out, all that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to transfer, they're going to transfer. We haven't received any of the $73,000 yet, but that's how it was done through a memorandum of agreement.
So,
Mr. Chairman, I think there might be a little bit of confusion there, because many of us are not, our older people are not very familiar with incorporation or with bylaws. The state government and also the federal government cannot recognize an organization unless it's incorporated or it has bylaws. So that is the reason why many organizations receive funding from the government, because they're incorporated or have bylaws. And that's the same setup we're trying to put together for Upper Kobuk Elder to receive Ilisalvik Camp. They cannot receive Ilisalvik Camp unless they're incorporated or have bylaws. That is the only way that the state will recognize them. So that's the thing that's being set up here, is your reason why you're getting incorporated. And you can receive funding from any person or any organization, whether it be nonprofit or profit, just as long as you do have an agreement between from your organization to whatever organization you're receiving funding from. But the main thing that the state or the feds do not see is that you don't exist until you're incorporated, unless somebody recognizes you on paper that you are an organization. even though we recognize you here in our region as a body, the state does not really recognize you because you're not incorporated and you don't have any bylaws. And there's no way, that, as I mentioned earlier, that we could turn over any solid camp for the Upper Coba Elders because they're not incorporated. The state does not recognize them.
Mr. Chairman, one more question.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah, Walter.
Since you're now incorporating as a Northwest Elders, Arctic Elders Council, then what happens to Inupiaq Inuksaik? Is it, does it dissolve or what?
It's still the heart of the program. Inupiaq Inuksaik, by its own definition, encompasses all of our life, every area of our life, because that's how Inupiaq Inuksaik is. And our Inupiaq values are the heart of the things that we work on. It we can't do away with it. We'd cease to be Inupiaq if we did that. But we can't. Inupiaq Inuksaik is the heart. And I think we might be talking about two other things. You might be thinking of the Inupiaq Inuksaik program that's in the books here, and I'm talking about Inupiaq Inuksaik as the traditional philosophy of our people that governs everything that we do.
I thought my understanding is that Inupiaq Inuksaik is part of the elders.
It is. It's our life.
But you're creating another council here.
It doesn't matter, Walter, if they have two, three organizations.
I guess my concern is that if you're going to do that, you're basically trying to dissolve Robert's, what Robert
no.
had done.
No.
I mean, that's, to me, that's what it looks like.
It may look like that, but in the, all that's happening is that we're just trying to get the federal government and the state government to recognize this group here. You already have a public trust fund that's already organized. That these people have not been organized yet, even though they have to us.
Even though we've been functioning.
The state government does not recognize them because they're not incorporated, nor do they have bylaws. It doesn't matter, it's still the same thing. And if they make the same program, Robert Apollo Trust Fund will still exist, no matter what.
In one of our meetings, we recognized the Akhaluk Trust, and we gave our full support of it. And that's the way it is. We'll always support it. But the work that we do can be funded from many other places, from Akhaluk Trust or from other places where we write proposals to. It's a big job. If that's all Marie did, write proposals and write proposals, it's a full-time job. But this summer, when she had to work at Sivunirvik and be in charge of that whole thing, she didn't have time to go out looking for money. That's the way the job is. It takes many people, much dedication, to make all the things that should be happening among our life to make our quality of life better according to our Inupiaq Inuksaik.
Thank you. Before you guys came in, I just said to the floor that I said, feel free to speak whatever helpful thing that you may have for us. So feel free to speak anyway. Okay, you next.
Thank you, Alfred. The only concern I have, and we'll, you know, I work for you, and I think all of us in here feel that way. I was with Manila when the Regional Elders Council was first coming together as this group, as this council. After your first Elders Conference in 1978, we started realizing, us younger people, we have to rely on you to provide us, you know, guidance and direction, and that's how this Regional Elders Council came about. At one of the first meetings, we talked about, should you incorporate? Should you become, you know, like a Nalalmi corporation, like this? And the decision at that time was we'd rely on the organizations that already exist. Because of Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit, we all adopted the philosophy of Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit at Manilak, at Nana, the school district at that time. And then when the borough incorporated in 86, the borough had adopted the same philosophy, the Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit. And it was our responsibility, the leaders of the different organizations, to make sure that we fund and do what you want us to do. And that worked out fine. I know it's hard and harder for us to get funding to try to take care of our needs in the region. All of us are experiencing that. With the Sibonirbe camp, the reason why Manilak thought they couldn't do it is because the state cut their funding from $140,000 to $73,000. And we know it's going to get harder for everybody. But the only concern I wanted to raise, as the executive director of the Akaluk Trust, what you want me to do in regards to Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit. But the concern I have is that going to separate us more? I'm not talking about how we work together. I'm not talking about the Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit program. But will it make it tougher for us to try to get funding? The Akaluk Trust, just like Manilak, were incorporated already. And, you know, I know the borough is a government on its own. I don't know. That's the only question I had when I got this copy yesterday afternoon, trying to understand what would this mean in the future. I want us to get more money to be able to take care of the needs of this region. But would that cause any confusion? You know, I don't know. Maybe you guys talked about that. Because Akaluk office will be submitting proposals. I would always feel I have to come here to get the elders' approval, you know, for programs, for the Inupiaʻ Lhtukseʻit program. That's how Robert showed us, and that's what we'll continue to do. But I just wondered about that, you know, after I'd read this. I don't know what the discussions were when this was being put together, and that's the only concern I have. And I think all of us in here, especially as younger people, are wanting to do what you feel we have to do to take care of our needs in this region. Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, Chuck?
Mr. Chairman, I think part of the problem is the fact that the idea of incorporating the regional elders was discussed, at least among certain employees of the borough and Nana and Manilak, prior to the incorporation of the Robert Akaluk Mulan Trust Fund, and during the time it was being discussed, and these articles of incorporation had been made available, the Akaluk Mulan Trust Fund had established. And so I think that's created some of the confusion that and has created some of the questions that people like Walter are asking. Even though some of you had indicated that it's a good idea, and it still is, it's something that that needs to be discussed and needs to be done. For too long, I think, even though our regional elders council was organized, it had not been formally recognized, and this incorporation would do that. It would formally recognize you. It would elevate your status, and that's and that's been one of our objectives, is to elevate the status of our elders, primarily our regional elders council. It can go two ways, in my opinion. You can either pursue the incorporation of the regional elders as a body, or what you can do also. also, I think, is utilize the Robert Hakaluk Newland Trust Corporation and its bylaws, but perhaps request that you, as a regional elders council, be the board of that organization, of that nonprofit organization. That would give you, that would do two things. That would recognize you, give you a formal recognition, and would also make you available to receive funds as one. In other words, you, Regional Elders Council, would be responsible for the Robert Hakaluk Newland Trust Fund, Inupiaq Vitpusig, Siwanee-Aumee, and there could be other programs in the future, perhaps the Tribal Doctor Program. And so I think the purpose is to just introduce that to you today, have you think about it, and when you leave here today, many of us from NANA and the borough and Manila will continue talking about that to figure out whether or not some of these other things that I mentioned are possibilities for you in the future. But I think the other idea is to get many of our traditional type programs under your auspices, under your supervision, under your guidance. And that's the ultimate goal here.
Thank you, Chuck. Charlie?
I don't know if this was going to be formally acted on upon right now, but I'm speaking personally. I got some concerns about this because if you think back originally, the purpose of putting together the elders was we wanted to tap forth from the wisdom and knowledge that we have. And all of that is in your head. Nothing's on a piece of paper. And my only concern is that even without this paper, NANA formally recognizes the elders. That's why we have an annual budget of over $200,000 a year to support the NANA regional elders. And there are some areas within the line item that we probably need to change around to make this council more effective. But I wouldn't disagree with people saying that, you know, this probably will be necessary. But the only purpose of this, I think, is to have the state and federal formally recognize you. That's the only purpose. But even though they don't recognize you, the organizations within this region do recognize, formally recognize you as a governing body. And I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons about this, and I think there's need to be more thought about, you know, what would, is it really needed and why? And that's my own personal concern, is that, you know, the original concept of putting the traditional, the elders together was to tap into the wisdom and knowledge, and all of that is in your head. And for you to start being run by a piece of paper saying that, you know, in some ways it will help financially because there will be other, you know, there will be some more mechanisms for you to obtain funding. But if there's any other decision that needs to be made by this council, you'll have to go to this piece of paper saying, how can we do it? This is the only way how we can do it. That's my only concern, is that sure, it's good, but I think the elders should not worry about funding, period. Because NANA will fund you annually. It's just a matter of putting the line items, we're putting more money in terms of into the line items that we do have on our current budget. That's the only concern I have, is that, you know, it potentially can restrict you from doing things traditionally. And not being governed by a piece of paper that shows you how you can vote, what you can do this, but because the knowledge that you have is in your head and you should use that and not have to rely on a piece of paper in terms of telling you how and what to do it and when to do it. So that's only but, you know, we, I hope, I don't know if you were going to pass this today, but I think more discussion needs to be done on this.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, Minnie?
Yeah. I don't see a few things. If I hurt your feelings, excuse me, because my mind is not right there. But I wanted to tell the elders, Virgin Elders, Nipironi, when our people here in Kasi, bring out tapalo kudumpi mata. We should think about it instead of saying tam na nakuwag na yung nagigalit nagtak sa mga kada. Matigira laglu agay tigunlu iso matigilu pibita ilan agay tinta sa mga nakulukto kung sino na kaya kagadi na wasuli ipo balong rodun uban na nagtutlu baru mendengar lu punya suami putih nak ikhlas dirang negatif let them plan something buat ini plan orang negatif itu ilang kamu semua penit itu asli nasib di balok kok tu rum buat bicara dalam rumahnya tema bokap tu dekalak tu aku buat dalam mak semua diri lu kanok nak buru pun plan lu di pati tak nak ubah sebut ini nak pergi dari besok hati tu itu mau pergi ke lokasi kita pergi dulu ubah untuk kenal kalau silu nak soalnya ubah abrumenya kanu tahu abrumenya silu nak serpada tak nak angkat dia pergi amna itu mati dulu silu nak sama itu I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Minnie, and she's right too. She's right. Anybody else?
I would like to speak, please.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think this is the kind of thing that the elders have to work with. Not only the elders, but our staff. About a year ago, we wanted to go to Kivalina. We still would like to go. When we have our village report, Kivalina really requested us, begged us to come over and be supportive, and we've been wanting to go there and we haven't been there yet, and it has to do with financial responsibility and our inability to gather more money so we could meet over there and give them support. There are other things too, when we want to meet that is postponed for one reason or another, because the staff say they're not quite ready, they're waiting for this and they're waiting for that. We really appreciate the support of the organization, but there are some things in the wisdom of the elders too that they feel they need to support other things, and those are the things that we also have to think about. Otherwise, people just start talking behind other people, and this brings this out in the open where we can discuss it. And we have differences sometimes, but I think we're usually supportive of each other, and in order to try to alleviate some of the problems that we've been encountering and some of our frustrations, this also was brought out.
Thank you, Rachel. I would like to ask Bertha Jennings to speak at this time, please. Whatever you have in your mind, bring it out.
Thank you, Papa. When we were with the Elders Council, we asked Rick Early, who is a lawyer, to meet with us, it took about a year and a half. Finally, the last three meetings, we met with all of the elders that want to come and people in Kotzebue, and we decided, okay, what kind of a bylaw do you want? Because Kotzebue really wanted to incorporate. And then the second meeting, we came up with a draft. Even on the third meeting when we met, and they voted to incorporate, they still have changes, and we still have changes on those bylaws that we handed out, and some of them are still not corrected in some of our files. And they said they would have annual meeting in December with 1 month to 2 months notice before they meet. So it sort of ties it in, and there has to be like forms filled out if you want to become a member of Kotzebue Elders Council if you're 55 years and older. So we do have that document as an example from a village council. So far, I think maybe it's the growing pain of Maninak Association. That it's been very difficult to try to exist with Ibet Lofasate, with you as my right hand. When Maninak says, hey, wait a minute, there's really nothing we could do with the tribal doctors in administration, and yet we've been talking with the Regional Elders Council as a clearinghouse on two meetings now. Finally, the tribal doctors are together. And yet when we talk to administration, they said, oh, we don't want no studies done for our people in our region. But I think there are two things we're trying to get done, is how do we get ideas from you, and it gets tough to find out. With tribal doctors program, with Inupiaq Lofasate program, and with elder services at the senior center. So I think what you're talking about is the decision that will rest on your shoulders, because we have many things that get in our way in trying to give you what you want. If you want our children to learn our language and learn survival skills, we really try to bring it to our children. But you'll have to find another way to bring organizations to support you so that children will learn cultural skills and survival skills from you. I think it'll take a long time to find a solution, but we really need to keep talking. Like I said, Rick Early took a year and a half to come up with the bylaws. And it took the last three meetings before we really decided what should be in that document. So it takes a lot of planning. Mini is right. It takes a lot of meetings. And it takes all of the heads that belong to the regional organizations, whether it's your lawyer in Nana, or the lawyer in Northwest Arctic Borough, or the lawyer we have in Manila as a nonprofit corporation under IRA Council. It has to take somebody that would know what we're saying yes on in your bylaws. And you really need to look at the options on a paper.
Thank you, Bertha. Bertha, you just heard Rachel mention killing. You have anything on that?
I know that I paid a ticket. We thought we were going to have a meeting in Kivalina, but for some reason, I think it might have been the whaling season. I don't know. Remember what it was, Oscar? Kivalina said they were going to be busy in May during whaling season. That was one of the reasons.
It was left that
again. More than any interruption on their time for 15-20.
So got into that.
Yeah, thank you.
I really interfere.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I could respond to that. We had requested at two, Hannah had communicated twice to Kivalina after your last meeting, because you directed us to have your next meeting in Kivalina. At two different times, we requested from Kivalina, when could we go there to have the Regional Elders Council meeting, and both times it was hunting. The village just felt it wasn't the right time to have the Regional Elders Council meeting there, and that's why it wasn't held there. We still would like to do that. I know Hannah's been working to try to meet that wish, that direction from you. And if I could, I just would like to respond to what Rachel has said. You know, if there are things that we aren't doing, maybe what's happened is some of us are not, you know, really taking the elders' council direction serious enough. I think once in a while you guys need to scold us and tell us what we're not doing. You know, some of the things that Rachel had mentioned, I know have occurred. And I think all of us that are here, you know, the NANA president, the mayor of the borough, and Bertha's here from Manila, and we now have a new president at Manila. I think what we need to do is really take seriously what you want us to do. And if we're not doing it, you know, scold us and tell us, remember, this is what we agreed to do. I think that's what we have to start doing. Like Senator Enoway said when he came up here, we work together real good, but we're such nice people, it's hard for us sometimes to communicate some of the things that really need to be said. And I really appreciate what Rachel has said. And I think all of us that are working for you will take that seriously, that if you schedule a meeting, then we need to have that meeting. And if we say we're going to help you financially, then we need to take that responsibility and try to, you know, locate these funds to help the elders. This discussion started of incorporating is because some of us have been just too slow or changing things in what you have been wanting. If that's occurring, then you know that we need to be told that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah.
Yes. I've been in this organization position for a long time when I were in Alaska Tumwater Whaling Commission, nonprofit organization, and I live with the per diem and the. Meeting fee all my life within 12 years. This organization that I work with, when I'm stormed in the between Topview, Anchorage, and Fairbanks, and Barrow, every day when I lay out for the day, they give me a podium. And this organization for the meeting fee. A day that we meet together and have a meeting in the day, we get the fee for it. I think that organization was very good that I worked with before. And I want to compare these organizations that impose the per diem in a meeting. Is there any a bylaw that being implemented on those positions to pay per diem and meeting fee? When I considered myself unexpectedly without any lunch yesterday, I was on the meeting and without food. I want the staff to reconsider this and think about it, whether this meeting would be something that be accounted for as a meeting. That's my question.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll try to get into that sometimes, maybe 1 year from now, because that's a meeting to say. Okay, anybody else would like to add something to this. Okay, if not, let me say that we're going to be reorganizing after the new year again. And you are the ones that heard this. If we reorganize, there might be some new people taking your place. I'm going to go back to about 4 or 5 years when we first were getting into Ford Foundation. And then about a couple years ago, when they reorganized, they had about 6 new people come into this group who had no idea what Ford Foundation was about. So we really have to try to understand what this is. Okay, let me go back to when I first get this letter. Rachel sent me a copy, faxed it, and after I read it, I put it somewhere. I read it about 2 or 3 times, and I thought it was a pretty good idea. Really good idea to have that. Getting new articles and bylaws. But the thing that bothered me was, well, I'm not worried, like somebody said, that don't worry about the money part. When Ford Foundation, that letter said that we have to, as elders, council, we have to think about middle generation. Middle generation, you people, that is not with us group yet. We have to. You're the ones that we have to try to help. And the school kids. So that's why at Norvik we started our middle generation group. And I think, after thinking about it and trying something, what the middle generation wanted to do, you know, we said we'll help you from that funding, what the elders are going to get, and we'll try to buy you what you need for hunting or fishing, or if you would like to set a 10-frame camp, we can buy those things for you. We haven't bought anything yet for ourselves, near the gallery. It's almost September 32, almost September 30. So, when I read this, I might hurt your feelings a little bit, but something came up to me I brought to the NANA board. I said, 3 people from NANA borough lawyers signed their names, and we don't know who they are. I know David Case, met him a couple of times, and they don't know us. And I said to our staff and our lawyer, I said, I would like you guys to look at this and see if there's any wording or something that could be changed. I didn't say change it, just I said look at it. And they haven't got this yet. And I was also thinking about Manila. Maybe they have lawyers too. They should see this. They're working for people, for native people. School district, they're taking care of a whole bunch of kids. they might have also have a lawyer too. They could get together and work this among themselves. There might be a few wordings that might be changed, you know, and they'll be willing to accept that, because at this time I don't have a desire to accept this, except table it. I would like for our people from NAMA staff, a lawyer, or, you know, those people get together and look at this. Any questions? This is for us, for middle generation. This is for our kids. We're going to be gone, us that are sitting over here are going to be gone. So it's for you young people, this one. It's for your children, this paper. Thank you. We'll take a break out this time for lunch.
Dave, you're done with our tribal doctors? In Nalikanu, Sababu, Dilanga, Timidigun, Nanga, Isimaptigun. Can you tell Kali Artigo Sama on a video? Anakabaksuri Sama, 7 p.m. at the Senior Center, A. Yuara Digin. Can you talk to Ginecto Ali, Dr. Wilbur Huff? Canoli in Mexico and Africa. Savanguti lang at Nick Ilitur Pesahuni, Tamisuli World Health Organization. Ikayong matakalo hoti na lulohuta kisiu tilap ting ni pinipeng road, then na hoti ngli ato chimuk tinira luta with World Health Organization. Can you say your name and what you're doing in the village that you live in?
Hi, my name is Alberta Jones, Nancy Buckley. I'm a tribal doctor over there. And I'm working with the people over there and helping them. Louder, please.
Louder, please.
I just started working a couple years ago, so I knew at this. So I hope there's more young people that need to go training with this and stuff like that, so they can learn our ways, tribal doctors way and stuff. So I'll try to encourage my village to those younger people to get to learn too.
My name is Stella Hensley, and I'm the tribal doctor, and I work here in Pasadena. I travel to villages from October to June. And so I don't know how long I'll be here.
My name is Cleve Shirey. I'm a physician from Brown University in Rhode Island, and I'm in Alaska for about 2.5 months to learn about the medical system here. And I'm here with Dr. Richards to learn about how there can be a better interface between psychiatry, which is what I work in, and native practice.
Hello, I'm Bill Richards. I'm a doctor from Anchorage. Come up here about once every 3 minutes.
Every few minutes.
We had a very good workshop with the tribal doctors. I'm trying to learn, and we're trying to figure out for younger people. Alberta and Rosella worked this morning on my toe that's been sore for about 6 months, and now it's feeling much better. So I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
extension. I work with Mayor Green at the borough and also serve on the Nana board. I sat in yesterday listening to the tribal doctors, and it's real good to hear them. But I think the best thing about them is that they're still there. And I think we really need them up here, and we need to support them. As many, we know many of our own people have to depend on them. And one way or the other, I think all the organizations, NANA, Borough, Manila, need to work together to keep the tribal program going, whether it be under the elder, or whether it be under Manila, or under the Akaluk Trust Fund. So that's something that I think that the elders, Regional Elders Council needs to keep in mind, and let that be one of your responsibilities. It's something from our past that we want it to, we don't want to lose it. And I'm thankful that they're all here. Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Charlie Curtis. That's my name, Arthur. I'm not a tribal doctor. I'm with NANA, Regional Corporation.
Oh, Chris Stein, I work with Charlie Jones on the blood circulating system. Hopefully you like to get the bones later on in the system. Been working for me in the fall and then I can't come out.
That is my Yupik Eskimo name, originally from Bethel. And I've been working with the Yupik Traditional Yupik Process Board of Central Foundation in Anchorage. I'm very interested in the Tribal Doctors Program and also Bertha Jennings Program here in your region, which is really an exciting program. They're far ahead than a lot of other regions. And we'll continue to network and also with Bill Richard in developing a program in the Anchorage area, maybe even in the Bethel area. Thank you very much.
Well, you were at August 1969. This new thing grew up. Yeah.
Jackson, you can come on me. Chuck it shop. Too much day, you chuck it fuck. What day is it on? My mom and Nick are going to sit there with the other brownie. So what lucky mother one? Marcy, more not Nick. You know, Nick on your army. Allow me, allow me, I'm not used to go to the laptop. kalmam. İlan ilişim alıp diyor. Bizim maksatı takı aldılar diyor. Ahirin ilan çaba ve şakamak. Kibir namusu tersit. Anlamada takipi bu.
I'm doing this relax. The only time I'm doctor is in your back stories and in your back page.
My name is Tara Lee Vanova Fani Kali, that come up my leg. I'm blaming at your stone. Bali is a matiga to Kananu, Lunakimu, Lunakianu, take the fluid from a rabble brother. Where you look at that, can you make a clue with Village and Land? If you marunga, what Ukununa married till the Kerosium below me at the Missing of Axel Vitim. When you manda, when it you never sit near a last to me, man in Naka, Manda, Cecil, Naka Catholic, I'll get Yapan. Kamana ukhoting yiptigo ilse ukhoting yiptigo baut inipani ame tukhanani nakuro tapya naksiro ba nuna mana ang yipan ukso ang yipan hanubin yung naksa wasibisa itawon mako kiri pero ting ulo pero ting kiriro minyakse kamugutik kiri pero minyakse Nagaka, Uxuipan, even Luni, Kubrakoraminate. Tabraminate, I have to only children. Family from Matigi Maliput, King Nakti Nangiago, Utokanan, Cup Yanakson with Abraham, Jaku in your native, in your native foot. Wobut, Utokanan, in your own neck, up in your neck, foot. Parilla, Charlie, fair, Darry Futuva. Il est aussi qui dit la charité de l'affaire et tout. Canoroni, canoti fait la séquence de terre, canoni ou l'air. Tamne, son matigé le beau, angle rose, la charité pour tamne, il est aussi qui dit ça. Canoni ou l'air, ni tout voit. Il a mimé, au fur et à mesure, l'année Superunni ni glarita, summa tigi lapus samanda tigi nafsi ni bilichan nafsi ni. Ubali ko tamarumin ali naurey kun marumuna ato wari kap tigo ni liso ta na sinigyo kang rago lungi lokali ni lisi manrita la nina glan uko tigi rago luta na sa samawan mukti kalukat na liba sala. I'm going to go to the hospital. What happened?